will commence in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the week beginning November 12th, 2005, this is the Rain Report, whose website, rainreport.com, is the most blind-friendly ham site on the web. I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ. Speaking of blind-friendly, radio direction finding, RDF, also known as fox hunting, has never been viewed as blind-friendly in the United States. That may change in the spring of 2006 in Dayton, Ohio. There are plans for an RDF event designed for the blind and visually impaired. So says Dick Arnett, WB4SUV, Assistant Plant Director for St. Elizabeth Hospital in Edgewood, Kentucky. Dick has competed in three world and numerous stateside RDF contests.
It's an event that will be held on foot. We hope to be holding this actually on the Thursday before the Dayton Hamvention, which would be May 18th, 2006. We have the full support of the ARRL. In fact, I was approached by the ARRL to try and put something, an event like this on. I'm hoping to hear from blind hams that would want to compete. The event will be held on 80 meters. The area that we'll be hunting in will be somewhere between 1 and 2 acres, possibly in size. It'll be a level field, probably grass with no obstacles, trees, or things like that. We will supply the equipment. You know, the participants do not really need to have equipment ahead of time. We have 80-meter receivers. They're directional receivers. They give an extremely sharp null in the direction of the signal. So the participant using the receiver would go as quickly as they can proceed towards a transmitter. A transmitter will be transmitting continuously. They will be accompanied by somebody that would be either walking or running alongside the participant. If the participant is about to either go out of bounds or whatever the case may be, that it would need to stop, the person with them would either tap them on the shoulder or would yell stop. This also would occur when they approach the hidden transmitter. The transmitter will have, I don't know the exact size of the circle, be roughly a 5-meter circle around the transmitter. And when the participant steps inside that circle, it is considered that they have found that transmitter. The person would yell stop and let them know. And at that point, that transmitter would be switched off and another transmitter would be turned on. We anticipate having probably 4 transmitters that they would have to locate. Do not have to be an athlete to find these. There's a good possibility, depending on the number of participants that we have, that we could very easily have age classes and also have gender classes. There will be a banquet afterwards. We would give awards out for first, second, and third at least, if not maybe even further down the line than that. Right now, we're looking for participants. You know, we'd love to hear from you. If we have enough interest in putting this event on, then it would definitely be a go. We hope to have practice events between now and May in a number of locations across the United States. I have a number of clubs that have equipment. It's the exact same equipment that we would be using. They have agreed to put on practice events. And so hopefully maybe one of these practice locations might be near your QTH and wouldn't have to travel too far if you want to practice. Maybe you might even have a practice event the day before the competition if necessary. Like I said, you do not have to be an athlete. Many people just walk the course very slowly. The winning times for these types of events are anywhere from, you know, 5 minutes up to 10 or 15 minutes or something of that nature. We're copying an event, not in its entirety, but we're kind of modeling the event after an event that was held in Croatia. They have an annual event of this type in Croatia and have a number of participants. I think they have roughly maybe 40 participants. We have the event from Croatia on a website. If you email me, I can send you a link to the site in Croatia. It always has video and audio describing the event.
Who's donating the equipment for the proposed blind fox hunt?
There's going to be only one person that will be on the course at a time. As far as receivers go, there's really only a need for one receiver, but we have multiple receivers. For like at the practice event, I can easily see several people on the course at one time. The receivers are personally owned by myself and WA6EZV Bob Fry. The transmitters are owned by the Okayon Amateur Radio Club in Cincinnati, Ohio.
You're only anticipating one blind person on the course at a time?
Yes, only one person on the course at a time. Now, normally in an ARDF course for those people with sight, they release multiple people, and there's numerous people on a course, but of course it covers a much bigger area. Normally on an ARDF course, the transmitters are in the woods. They cycle on for 1 minute and then are off for 4 minutes. But there's five transmitters, so there's always one transmitter on, and they're constantly identifying in Morse code as to which transmitter is on. In this particular event, at least copying from the Croatian event, they have the transmitter on continuously, and then there's, with only one person on the course, the only transmitter that is on is the transmitter that the person is hunting. You don't have to try and do triangulation in your mind, trying to figure out, okay, this one's over here, that one's over there, and so forth like that. It makes it a little bit easier to transverse the course.
Sounds like there'll be a lot of standing around, though.
That's true. There'll be some standing around. We hope to have a shaded area that with some seating. We don't expect the person really to be on the course all that long. As soon as one finishes, you know, we can start another person onto the course. Typically at ARDF events, they give medals, which is a ribbon that you wear around your neck with a medal that might be 2 inches in diameter. At the Croatian event, I noticed that they were giving out a decorative trophy mug. You know, the ARL will be, I'm sure, paying for the trophies, but now there'll be no cash or anything of that nature that would be given out. We don't have the location confirmed yet. I would not expect the course to be any further than maybe a couple mile distance from Hare Arena. I think the blind hams would or generally have somebody that's with them that can get them to Hare Arena, and that would hopefully be the case. There's several parks within a couple mile radius of Hare Arena that we have approached, and we're waiting on confirmation on as to whether we can use those parks or not. Nice facilities. There's restroom facilities there also. Probably would have the banquet there also.
What about liability insurance?
Good question. Typically, at an event like this, there's a waiver form that all participants sign on all the competitions, and I've competed in 3 world competitions and a number of national competitions, and there's always a waiver form that you have to sign.
I've been speaking today with Dick Arnett, WB4SUV, Assistant Plant Director for the St. Elizabeth Hospital in Edgewood, Kentucky. This has been the Rain Report. I'm Hap Holly, KCNRP, in Chicago.
For more information about fox hunts involving the blind and visually impaired in Croatia, check out the sites mentioned page on rainreport.com. You'll find Dick's email address there as well. The Rain Report is copyright 1990 through 2005, Rain, all rights reserved. I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ.